Dirty Money Moves discusses cases in which a crime may have occurred. All parties referred to in this podcast are presumed innocent until proven guilty by law. Opinions expressed don't necessarily reflect those of the podcast host, Murderish, or Cloud 10 Media. Hey everyone, it's Jamie. If this is your first time listening to this Dirty Money Moves mini-series, please stop here and listen to the previous episodes in order. Starting from the beginning will give you a full scope of this crazy scam story. Last week on the Dirty Money Moves mini-series, we learned how Jen Shah's wealth had been built on the backs of mostly vulnerable people through a nationwide telemarketing scheme she'd been running for a very long time. Jen and her first assistant, Stuart Smith, had teamed up to scam people by offering fake products and services through their telemarketing company. The two have since been charged for money laundering and wire fraud and are potentially facing over 30 years in prison. But how is everything going to shake out at their upcoming trials? Previously, Jen and Stuart had both pleaded not guilty to charges of conspiracy to commit wire fraud. But now, the tables have turned. And many people wonder if Stuart, Jen's number one, will be the next to turn on her. From Murderish and Cloud 10 Media, this is Dirty Money Moves, Women in White Collar Crime, a podcast that dives into one story told over several weekly episodes. In this miniseries, we're highlighting a reality star turned convicted felon. Jen Shah of the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City seemed to be living large, with a closet full of Gucci bags and fur coats, as well as expensive cars and a glam squad prominently displayed on the show. But when it came to explaining exactly what it is she does for a living, well, that's where things got a little complicated. Come to find out, Jen's wealth had been built on the backs of unsuspecting victims through a telemarketing scheme she'd been operating for years. This is episode 3. Let's make a deal.
The only thing I'm guilty of is being Shah-mazing.
While Jen Shah and Stuart Smith initially pleaded not guilty, on November 19th, 2021, Jen's number one guy flipped the script. He changed his plea from innocent to guilty. At the time Stuart changed his plea, Jen was still claiming her innocence, almost doubling down even. Some of the tweets from Jen's superfans read, "Jen Shah, you will always be innocent. Your Honor, I don't care what she told you. Jen Shah is innocent. Wow, the jury is so wrong. Jen Shah is innocent, and the judge and jury should be ashamed." Jen even posted a photo of herself on Instagram with the caption, "I'm innocent and look forward to trial so you, along with everyone else, can see the truth." Clearly, Jen was still running with the Free Jen Shah movement at that time.
"I am innocent. I did not do any of the things that have been alleged against me."
During a Bravo Instagram Live, Jen pushed her innocence yet again by saying, "I think what people don't understand is, here in America, you're innocent until proven guilty. I'm innocent. And I believe that this is not just my test. This is everybody's test close to me and in my corner." Although Jen continually fought back against people claiming she was guilty, everyone else involved in the case, including Stuart and 12 others, pleaded guilty.
"I'm fighting for my freedom. I'm innocent. I'm not guilty of any of these charges that I've been accused of. To me, this is like the only option for me is to fight, is to show everybody out there that we're so quick to jump on the bandwagon and make assumptions that, you know what, I'm innocent and you fight for your freedom and you fight to vindicate your name and your family's name."
Stuart Stuart Smith was charged with one count of conspiracy to commit wire fraud in connection with telemarketing, one count of conspiracy to commit money laundering, and one count of obstructing an official proceeding. During his most recent hearing, Stuart was quoted as saying, "I knowingly and intentionally discussed and engaged with other individuals to develop a plan or operation to obtain money by false representation, by offering and inducing individuals, many of whom were over 50 years of age or older, to provide money to entities that I and others were involved with." The writing was on the wall, and eventually, Jen followed suit. She appeared before U.S. District Court Judge Sidney Stein in Manhattan, having entered into an agreement with federal prosecutors. After repeatedly claiming her innocence, the Queen Bee ditched the Free Jen Shah hashtag and changed her plea to guilty, forfeited $6.5 million, and agreed to pay restitution up to $9.5 million. Jen Shah now faces a sentence of up to 14 years in prison. It's summertime, so I've been spending a lot of time outdoors. The sunshine is so good for my soul, but over time, my skin gets dry. My Osea skincare routine has kept my skin dewy and glowing, even in the hot and dry weather. Every morning and night, I cleanse my face with Osea's Ocean Cleanser, which provides a gentle exfoliation for radiant skin. Then, I apply their Hyaluronic C Serum because it has proven anti-aging and moisture-boosting benefits. And for a whole-body exfoliator, I use their Salts of the Earth Body Scrub, a game-changer during shorts season. My other secret weapon is Osea's Celebrity-Loved Body Oil, which I apply after exfoliating my skin. The seaweed-infused body oil keeps my skin nourished and looking healthy. It should definitely be a part of anyone's daily routine. All of Osea's products are clean, safe, responsibly sourced, vegan, cruelty-free, and powered by the sea. Find your new skincare and body care favorites at OseaMalibu.com and get a special discount just for our listeners. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with promo code DIRTYMONEY. You'll get free samples with every order, and orders over $50 get free shipping. You're going to want it all. Go to OseaMalibu.com, promo code DIRTYMONEY. Given that Jen pleaded guilty to one count of conspiracy to commit wire fraud in connection with telemarketing, the U.S. attorney dropped the second count, conspiracy to commit money laundering. But what does this mean for the MVP of Salt Lake City? Will she actually be sentenced to 14 years in prison and be forced to spend over a decade away from Coach Shah and her sons? Millions of people are waiting impatiently to learn the reality star's fate. During a recent court appearance, Jen ate her previous words and admitted in court that she knew it was wrong. Many people were harmed, and I'm so sorry. She went on to say she agreed with others to commit wire fraud and knew it misled victims. When asked if she knew what she was doing was wrong and illegal, Jen replied, "Yes, Your Honor." It seems the characteristically stubborn and outspoken woman who proclaimed her innocence very loudly had simply run out of options. The reality is, Jen's back was against the wall, being the only person who was still claiming innocence with a mountain of evidence against her. Jen's attorney, Priya Chowdhury, recently told NBC News that Jen pleaded guilty because she wants to pay her debt to society and put this ordeal behind her and her family. Ms. Shah is a good woman who crossed a line. She accepts full responsibility for her actions and deeply apologizes to all who have been harmed. Ms. Shah is also sorry for disappointing her husband, children, family, friends, and supporters. Jen Shah's sentencing is scheduled to take place on November 28th of 2022. Stuart Smith is still awaiting his sentencing, although he was scheduled for March 3rd of 2022. After Stuart's sentencing date came and went without any updates on his case, Former NBC News legal analyst Ronald Richards tweeted that his sentencing was obviously continued and will be moved past Genshaw's trial so he can get the benefit of his cooperation. Stuart Smith is currently free on bail, but in the upcoming months, he could be facing a maximum of 70 years in prison. On a more positive note, a source close to the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City Productions confirmed there will be a third season and that none other than Jen Shah will be a full-time cast member. Now that will definitely keep people talking about the fiery and felonious Bravo star. While we wait for season 3 of The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City to air, our eyes will be peeled for more Shah-dropping updates in Jen Shah's case. As much as people desperately want to know her legal fate, many are waiting just as eagerly to see what the not-so-subtle reality star will be wearing to court. Will we see a more conservative version of Jen, dressed down in an effort to elicit sympathy from the judge? I mean, she's got to know the optics of showing up for sentencing in a look that costs more than most people's cars aren't great, given that her designer wardrobe was most likely funded by illegal scams. At the same time, Jen Shah never misses an opportunity to make a statement when she walks into a room, and a courtroom might not be any different. I hope you enjoyed this miniseries as much as I did. We're currently working on another miniseries and, of course, season 2 of Dirty Money Moves. Make sure you're subscribed to or following the podcast so you don't miss any new episodes. Dirty Money Moves is a collaboration between Murderish and Cloud 10 Media. Executive producers are myself, Jamie Rice, and Sim Sarna. Research, writing, and producing is done by Devin Ruskin. Emily Crane does the audio mixing and editing. Josh Cook composed the music, and Brian Stefanik created the podcast cover art. Follow us at Dirty Money Moves on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. And if you like the show, please rate us, review us, and leave us a few stars at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening now. If you're into true crime content, check out my other podcast, Murderish. Thanks for listening, and see you very soon for the start of a brand new miniseries.